Hello again, friends. It's a real joy to be with you today by means of sermonaudio.com. How we at Whitcomb Ministries praise the Lord for this great website and the opportunity to have a page on it whereby we can present information to you such as I'm doing today. It is a joy to declare to you that Jesus Christ is the creator of heaven and earth. As Colossians 1, 16 and 17 tell us, "For by him were all things created." That implies, of course, that he himself is not created, but he is eternal God, the second person of the Godhead. All things were created by him, things that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. God indeed has a plan for history. He is working all things after the counsel of his own will. And if you know God through Jesus Christ, his Son, then, friend, God is working all things together for good in your life. Even things that don't appear good in of themselves, God is using them for good and will continue to do so, because he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's a joy to tell you that Jesus Christ then is not only the creator, the Alpha, but he is the Omega. He is our soon coming King, and we praise him, and we are thankful this week, as you hear this broadcast added to Sermon Audio, that we are now just days away from the third annual Day with Whitcomb Ministries. It'll be this Saturday, November 11th, in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, and the conference title is A Young Earth, The Christian's Absolute Beginning. You see, there was a beginning to history. Evolutionism does not offer us the ability to define that beginning, but the Bible defines it very, very clearly. Only God existed before that beginning, and nothing was made before God began to create in Genesis 1:1. And the one who began that creation was the eternal Son of God, who himself had no beginning, but who began all things other than God were created at the beginning in Genesis 1:1 and following. And friends, it's going to be wonderful to be able to speak with you on this Saturday, to talk with you, to meet you if you come to our conference. And of course, I won't be speaking to you from the pulpit. As far as the sessions, those will be handled by two highly acclaimed, world-renowned creation speakers, Dr. John Whitcomb and Carl Kirby of Answers in Genesis. We'll also have wonderful music from Sherry Traynor, Elizabeth Pabon, our violinist, harpist Ruth Ann Ledgerwood, and we're so looking forward to this day. And we just hope that you will consider joining us. If you've not yet registered, it's not too late. You can still come, and we want you to do so, if that is a possibility for you, if you are within any driving distance of the greater Milwaukee area. Now, actually, as I make this recording, it's about 5 weeks prior to the time you'll be able to listen to it on Sermon Audio. And so, truth be known, as I'm speaking today, we're still doing all we can to get the word out about this conference. But when you hear this message, we'll be enjoying a very wonderful and busy time with Dr. Whitcomb here in the Milwaukee area. We'll have numerous times during the week when he'll be speaking. I'll have the privilege to be with him, accompanying him, and assisting him during that time. For instance, as this message is added on Sermon Audio, Lord willing, he'll be finishing a prophecy conference in the city of Racine, Wisconsin. He'll be preparing for some teaching assignments at the New Tribes Bible Institute, be getting ready to speak in Sun Prairie on Wednesday evening, and preparing for a church ministry right in Menominee Falls at our host church for our conference, Calvary Baptist Church, on Sunday, November 12th. He'll also be heard on Friday of that week of November 10th. He'll be on the Crosstalk National radio program, which originates from Milwaukee as well. Friends, we hope that you'll catch up with Dr. Whitcomb during this week. especially that you'll consider coming to our conference. But if you're within driving distance, please avail yourself of these other opportunities as well. You can find all the information here on sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb or at whitcombministries.org. And we trust that all of these things will be a blessing to you, both separately and together, that as you have opportunity, you might avail yourself of all of those things. I just want to let you know that there is still time to come to our conference. The only limit will be if we run out of seats, and that is not likely to happen, and so we encourage you to come, even if it's at the last minute of this week. We hope that on Saturday, November 11th, you'll come and join us at Calvary Baptist Church in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. If you would like to find directions to Calvary, you can look at their website, which is calvarytoday.org. Calvary is located at N84 W16971, Menominee Avenue in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. You can call for information, 920-623-0257, or again, check our website, and you'll find much there for you. Friends, it's been a busy fall as we have prepared for this conference, but we trust that God will bless our efforts as they culminate on Saturday. We're so looking forward to hearing Dr. Whitcomb as he begins our day speaking on the subject, Intelligent Design, Essential but Not Sufficient. Seems like intelligent design is all over the news these days. It's sort of the cutting edge of science and faith, and yet what is intelligent design really in comparison with biblical creationism, biblical truth? Wouldn't you like to hear that subject addressed by a world-renowned theologian and creation speaker, Dr. Whitcomb, who's one of the founding fathers of the creation movement, having co-authored the Genesis Flood with Dr. Henry Morris in 1961. You know, our conference will be dedicated to Dr. Morris' memory. And Dr. Whitcomb, who still has been given strength from the Lord to continue on, he is going to be addressing this vital question on Saturday. Of course, his friend Dr. Morris passed away on February 25th of this year, and we'll be honoring him on Saturday. But Dr. Whitcomb will be speaking to us not only on that question, but on this topic as well. Christ Jesus, God and Creator, at the beginning. As I said at the beginning of this message, Jesus is not created, but he created all things that are created. All things other than God himself are created by Christ at the beginning. Carl Kirby is going to speak on these subjects, fossils, friend or foe. And also Genesis, the bottom strip of the Christian faith. Carl Kirby's in high demand as a speaker to young people and to adults on creationism and worldview issues. And we're so fortunate to have him with us. We also have, of course, as I mentioned, the wonderful music. We'll have a tribute to Veterans Day and other things as well. Many exhibitors with display tables, all kinds of information, bookstores set up right there in the conference. And we just hope you'll join us. We just thank you for the opportunity to update you as this conference now draws very near. We hope that it won't come and go with you having missed it and wishing you'd attended. But we trust that if you're within driving range, that you will partake of this great opportunity. And if you're not within driving range, we hope that you will make use and continue to make use of the many, many sermons from Dr. Whitcomb and others that we have up here on our page on sermonaudio.com. It's a real honor to be able to come to you by way of internet in this wonderful day of technology in which we live. And many of you are listening, and we appreciate your fellowship in that way so very much. We hope that you'll make use of all of the messages from the first 2 days with Whitcomb Ministries, which are all available and free for your use right here on sermonaudio.com. We hope you'll listen, share them with a friend, and use them in any way that they may be of help to you. And we also want to tell you, of course, about next year, when the fourth annual day with Whitcomb Ministries will feature a very highly acclaimed speaker in his own right, Dr. Reynold Showers, an author and Bible teacher from the Friends of Israel, a former student of Dr. Whitcomb's. And he's going to be with us just about a year from now on November 10th of 2007. And the theme of that conference will be the Bible, the Christian's essential foundation. Oh, that's going to be exciting as well. Please make plans to join us. And please make use of the message we have from Dr. Showers up on our page here called Why Future Events. That message revolutionized my thinking, and I think it'll do the same for you if you listen. It's an incredibly powerful presentation on the Bible's use of God's plan and delineation of God's plan for history from beginning to end. Well, we're going to think about that beginning this Saturday on November 11th. Next year's conference, by the way, is not a prophecy conference. Dr. Showers is very well known for his prophetic teaching, but this will be more of an apologetics conference. And Dr. Showers is going to speak to us from the book of Romans. Dr. Whitcomb's going to talk about presuppositional apologetics, taking the Bible as our authority for all things. Oh, that will be great. We hope you'll be with us a year from now. We hope you'll be with us this Saturday. And I certainly want to thank you for letting me chat with you for these moments today about this Saturday's conference. Please be in prayer with us that God will bless it and use it for His purpose and for His glory.